This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on the show of April 17th, 2018. At that time, I thought the stock was undervalued, and I was right. At that time, it was trading at 25 cents a share. Now it's up above 38 cents a share. We're talking no other than BioLargo Inc., the trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO of that company. I'm here to talk about what's in the hopper and what we can look forward to. No other than Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Everett, it's so good to be back. Thank you.
You know, as a technology incubator, and that's what you guys are, it's hard to find your products in a commercial space. So tell us where we're at in the commercialization progress of getting your products out there to the right people that were generating revenues.
Well, so I'm glad to do that, Everett. Thank you for having me again. So as you know, we have two commercial units, and we have two units in the incubator. So there's really a lot going on at BioLargo. And as an incubator, the unique thing about our structure is that we're actually the inventor. You know, our team of people working at BioLargo have invented these technology platforms. And the idea is that as an incubator, we invent them, we prove them up, we figure out how to get them to market. You monetize through the commercial strategy. And the unique thing about our company is the commercial strategy can be whatever is required. Some is direct to market, some is partnering, licensing. In other cases, you might joint venture or actually be a manufacturer or a distributor. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to make money with technology and products. And so our strategy is to exploit those to the maximum potential to drive value for our shareholders. So in the industrial odor control, our product called CupriDyne Clean, right? CupriDyne Clean. That product has really taken off. In fact, we talked about it for years, and we thought it would become a staple in the industry for odor and VOC. Remember, odor and VOC, volatile organic compounds. Those are gases. So the idea is that we're treating air. We make air clean by using this gentle chemistry that's incredibly powerful as an oxidizer to knock gases out of the air. So the target is places where there's lots of odor. And to be more specific, lots of odor and people. Because if you're in a place where there's odor but no people, nobody wants to spend any money, right?
Right.
So with the population density increase, where there's lots of people, there's lots of trash. Or there's lots of food production. Or there's lots of livestock, right? All these kind of areas that we can really focus on where these gases are really commonplace. Listen, wherever there's decay, it's a natural byproduct to produce odor and volatile organic compounds. So the discovery, and we always say this is the only product in the market that actually works, the discovery is that there is a way to manage these odors in a cost-effective way that the industry just didn't even know was possible. I mean, and that's really, frankly, that's been the biggest challenge. You know, when nothing works, why do anything?
On your revenues per month, last time you were on the show, they started escalating up. Is that reflecting on the sales either through the military or through the different government agencies? And what can we expect going forward?
Yes, it is. Well, there's really a couple of different targets in our odor division. And we think the most exciting is probably in this solid waste, which is the trash industry, where we're focused on landfills, transfer stations, and material recovery facilities. That's places where they sort and recycle the trash to pull out the valuables or the dangerous things that don't go in the landfill. In addition, wastewater treatment, which we're just getting started. And in the wastewater treatment, there's something like 16,000 public wastewater treatment agencies in America. And there's no reason every one of them couldn't use our product. Just absolutely no reason. The trick is they got to know about it.
Right.
You know, so it's really a contest of marketing and then, of course, support. You know, because what happens is it's a technical sell. We have to have a relationship. We have to have the buying authority. They have to understand the safety. They've done their review before they implement. So it's really a logistics challenge now. It's not a technology adoption challenge. The product works. And we priced ourselves. Here's the angle. It's the number one performer with value pricing. So in just about every situation we've ever seen in the market, we're saving the customer money and we're doing a job they didn't even know they could do. That's pretty powerful.
I know that CooperDyne is your number one product, but do you have any other products or technologies kind of in the pipeline, in the hopper, that you might be able to bring out here in the next two or three quarters?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, the trick for us is we're really focused on disruptors as opposed to incremental, right? So literally there's dozens of products that would be considered incremental, you know, incremental value to sort of the status quo in the market. So the biggest disruptors really are focused on our other incubated technologies like Clyra Medical and, of course, our AOS technology, which is the advanced oxidation system for clean water. It's a clean water technology, low cost, high performance output for cleaning contaminants out of water. And those two incubated assets are actually much closer to commercialization than ever before. You know, we say we're knocking on the door, right? We just filed with the FDA for another product at Clyra. The first product was delayed. It was incredibly painful. We're now at a spot where we believe we've got a winner. We're in process with the FDA. And getting through that FDA approval is difficult, but critical. And we do believe we will prevail. And so we're now in a short cycle under the FDA 510K regulations to get our first product approved so we can go to market. In that category, that the technical advances really are platform oriented. There's literally dozens of product opportunities that have come off this technology. So the trick now is to get through the gate, you know, muscle up a bit and get that product seeded in the marketplace and go for it. And that's coming soon. And we believe that'll be a combination of direct to market and partnerships that will make that successful. We're also considering some really key strategic relationships. Could be joint venture, could be acquisition. Potential licensing, of course, but we really want to get the licensing done when we command the value we think that technology deserves. We've also communicated, Everett, that Clyra category, which is our medical device, advanced wound care, we believe is a perfect candidate to spin out in its own IPO when it's prepared. And you say, well, why would we do that? Well, because it's so valuable and it's trapped in BioLargo. And some believe that Clyra category is actually more, in some ways, more valuable than BioLargo as an entire company today.
That's incredible.
And we need to unleash the value, right? And you got to get in the game, you got to muscle up, and you got to go do it. And doing it makes it valuable, and that's the next step for that.
Absolutely.
And then just a real short, and I know I'm long-winded, but let me tell you this AOS thing. So here's what's happened. On the AOS, that's been a long project. It's not easy, okay? But it's massive. This is an $850 billion market. And we reported early on that we had technical breakthrough with astounding results. You know, not a little better, you know, 10 and 100 times better in certain areas. Well, those claims are proving true. Okay, so what's happened is we've been able to now replicate data extensively across a number of contaminants. And we've reported some of these in our blog post. I would really urge people to read deep because there's a lot of detail that we're really pushing out about those advances. The second thing that we had to tackle was the scalability, okay? And I'm pleased to report that we believe we've solved the design components that will allow us to scale to a full-scale industrial scale. And so that work is in process. Now, we've gotten a number of grants. We've got over $4 million in grants in process. We won't get it all, okay? Those are applications at the request of the grantors. But that grant funding is so critical to get the technology seeded into commercial piloting and with a very specific purpose. You have to prove the economic value proposition. That's a CapEx and an OpEx and a confidence in its durability to withstand the commercial setting. And that's happening now. So think about it. Once that is shored up, we've got science that's proven, we've got design that's scalable, now we have economics with real data, we're in the go mode, and we're knocking on that door.
Absolutely. My guest today is Dennis Calvert. He is the CEO of BioLargo, Inc. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. We got just a little time left, Dennis. How does the next year look like shaping up here? As I said earlier, your revenues have been growing. So where are we at on that, and what are your projections are?
Well, we use the word systematic adoption, okay? So what does that mean? You know, because it's kind of hard for people to interpret. What it means is that we targeted large national accounts and very strategic in our thinking. Also risky. I mean, think about it. You better have something of high value if you're going to go after those big corporate accounts.
Right.
And we do. We have the number one performing product at value pricing, saving 25 to 50% per month. Okay. Plus, we bundle engineering services. We bundle a high touch, a high relationship, and a quality of service with our team members to support these accounts. As a result, we're getting, quote, systematic adoption. What does that look like? That means we get a call from a corporate office who says, come out, meet with the area manager. We want to get you installed in a region. And so when you get installed, quote, in a region, you know, that represents 7 to 10 plus accounts. In fact, one of the regions has 179 locations.
Wow.
And I just want to remind people, you know, that we're working with customers that if they give us the systematic adoption, represents well over 1,000 locations. So one of the questions is, how in the world are you going to support that? Well, the answer is it's a manpower issue. Training, manpower, capitalization, you know, only bite off what you can swallow, okay? Don't bite off too much. But we know we're in a growth mode that's so dynamic, it's just got us really excited about our business. So there you go.
I want my listeners to take a look at BioLargo. I think they're on the uptick, no pun intended there. But you can check them out on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing? We've got about 30 seconds.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you a quick story. We had our annual shareholders meeting just a week ago. And one of our old shareholders, we've got lots of loyal investors. It was a great meeting. We had about 40 people there. One of them came up to me and gave me a hug and said, you know, because we did really deep dive. And with a deep dive, we really dissect these markets and how we're tackling them and the strategy and all that. And the shareholder gave me a hug and said, you know, I remember why I invested here, because it's been a long slug. I mean, we've really had to do significant work to get this technology adopted, and we're not done. But I agree with you. We are on the uptick. This is a moment at which the transformation of the company is, you can witness almost on a month-by-month basis as we mold us into a service company solving real-life problems for clients. And that's about as good as it gets, Everett.
BioLargo is a company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Dennis, I want to thank you for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update.
Awesome. Go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.